Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
We'll begin this episode with the reading of the law for all the people, the law of Moses, the people's law, and judgment of the wicked. First, the law of Moses, the people's law. I will give the foundation of the law, which is Matthew 7:12, Psalm 49:1-2, Psalm 78:1, Isaiah 30:21, Romans 7:1, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 20:27:1, Deuteronomy 17:13, 2 Samuel 22:45, Revelation 21:3, Amos 5:14, John 9:21, Psalm 72:8 and 11, Mark 11:22, 1 Samuel 8:17, Psalm 62:11, Psalm 75:7, Revelation 21:3, Psalm 18:46, 1 Samuel 10:7, Deuteronomy 27:9, 1 Corinthians 3:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 111:3, Psalm 112:3, 1 Samuel 9:17, Acts 8:10, Psalm 100:5, 1 Corinthians 16:10, 2 Chronicles 20:20, Psalm 37:27, Acts 1:8, Job 22:22, Psalm 48:8, Ephesians 5:1, Isaiah 42:13, Deuteronomy 6:16, 2 Timothy 2:24, Romans 13:2, 1 Corinthians 7:36, 1 Chronicles 19:13, Psalm 1:6, Hosea 12:6, Luke 10:35, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, 1 Samuel 2:3, 1 Kings 18:39, 2 Timothy 2:15, Deuteronomy 32:4, Hosea 2:20, Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Psalm 112:2, Isaiah 54:3, Luke 10:4, Zechariah 8:16, Leviticus 19:11, Matthew 19:6, Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 30:18, Isaiah 9:6-7, Amos 5:15, Deuteronomy 4:2, Luke 17:17, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 33:4, Daniel 11:36, Revelation 22:3, Jeremiah 30:9, Job 37:12, Psalm 37:34, Deuteronomy 28:44, Psalm 121:5, Revelation 13:16, Revelation 7:3, Revelation 22:4, Psalm 145:17, 1 Kings 8:46, John 9:24, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28-29 and 31, Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Isaiah 54:13, Revelation 17:17, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4, Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Esther 6:13, Psalm 50:14, Jeremiah 26:13, Isaiah 55:6, Revelation 14:7, James 1:22, Romans 15:10-11, Psalm 33:8, Malachi 4:4, Joel 2:13, Deuteronomy 31:12. This is the law. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I command thee. Keep all the commandments which I, the word of God, command you this day. All the people shall hear and fear. Strangers shall submit themselves to me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have faith or complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle, dwelling place, belonging to God, is with men. The Lord lives. God is with thee. This day thou, the Gentiles, art become the people belonging to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. The temple, or dwelling place of God, is holy. Behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, United States of America, a man having a designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says in judgment comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Ye shall receive Tommy L. Hart, the power having a designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish it forever. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall prevail against his enemies. Ye shall not tempt or provoke or anger the Lord your God. The servant of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. Whosoever resists him, the Lord, resists this ordinance concerning God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Let him, Tommy L. Hart, do what he will. He sinneth not. Let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Therefore turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments, and wait on or serve thy God, Tommy L. Hart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God having knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of truth, just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty. His seed, Lafon, also called Don, shall inherit the Gentiles. Salute the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Speak the truth. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. What God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, for the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of judgment. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's shoulder to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Gentiles shall fulfill the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may fulfill, obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently keep or fulfill, obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right. That is determined shall be done. If the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him, they, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, commandeth them. Wait on, act as servant to the Lord. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is thy keeper. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's name shall be in their, the Gentiles' forehead. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He sinneth not. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou hast to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, and to cleave to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and to serve him. Now therefore fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The words of coming from God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be fulfilled. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Thou, the Gentiles, shall not prevail against the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, but shall surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Speak or go to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Be ye doers, obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Let all the earth fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of Moses, the people's law. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Do all the words of this law. Now, I will read the judgments concerning the wicked. Judgments are coming up. The judgment is coming up. The judgment. The judgment part one. Sum and substance. Jeremiah 8:10, Matthew 23:28, Romans 3:10, Isaiah 9:17, 2 Timothy 3:2-4, 2 Timothy 3:8. From the prophet or Christian minister, Bible teacher, priest, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Outwardly they appear righteous to men, but inwardly they are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Let me say here that the judgment is against the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church and the Christian religion. The judgment is against religious, all the religious leaders. Outwardly they appear righteous to men, but inwardly they are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. There is none righteous, no, not one. Everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer. They are fierce lovers of their own selves. They are proud, unthankful, and unholy, sinful, wicked, blasphemers, and false accusers. They are resistors of the truth of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. They are men having corrupt minds. The judgment, part two, the charge against the papacy and the Christian church. 1 Corinthians 6:8, James 2:6, Galatians 5:4, Jeremiah 5:3, Jeremiah 5:12. Ye do wrong and defraud. Ye have despised the poor. Ye are fallen from grace. They, the religious leaders, those of the papacy, the Gentiles, have refused to receive correction. They have belied the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. They are charged also with giving false and misleading information, deceiving and defrauding and genocide. The judgment, part three, Jude 18:12-19, Proverbs 15:9, Psalm 1:6, Proverbs 31:15, Psalm 37:20, Psalm 37:10, Psalm 36:12. They are mockers walking after their own ungodly lust, feeding themselves without fear. They are clouds without water, carried about of wind, trees whose fruit is withered without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. These are those who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall be consumed. The wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The workers of iniquity are fallen. They shall not be able to rise. Judgment, Part 4. Spoken to the papacy and the Christian church. Ezekiel 28:16-18-19. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, it shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt never be any more. Comment, Luke 16:15. The papacy and the Christian church are highly esteemed among men. They are abominable in the sight of God. Bear in mind, when I speak of the Christian church, I'm speaking about just that, the Christian church in its entirety. Meaning, the Catholics, the Protestants, all of the Gentile churches, regardless of the name they call themselves. That is the judgment. In the judgment, it is said they have sinned. And speaking about the leaders here, they have sinned, and I think the things speak for themselves. The things speak for themselves. And now, I will read the observation. Observation. The papacy and the Christian ministers have given the people of faith void of facts. They have given to the people of faith that is empty, vain, unsound, and invalid. Take, for instance, the law. When they speak of the law, they, meaning those of the clergy, whether Catholic or Protestant, in their speaking of the law, I have never heard one read the law or give the law, but yet I've heard them put down the law. I've heard them speak against the law. I've heard them tell the people that they cannot keep the law. I've heard them even say the law is void. But I have never heard one say, this is the law, and give it to the people or read it to the people. I've never heard that before. That's a case of empty speech, vain jangling, uh, as stated here, withholding facts, not giving facts. And seemingly, the people accept the empty rhetoric, the empty garbage coming from these ministers. And remember, just as I read, even as indicated in the judgment, which I just read, and as I've been talking about, you know, some time now, the Bible has nothing good to say about Catholicism, Protestantism, which I combine the two in the one phrase, Christian ministers, Christianity. It has nothing good to say. But it does have adverse things. It does speak against them. Much. As you've heard, you who follow me, you hear all the things here of lately I have been bringing forth that the Bible has to say against the papacy, Christianity, the Christian ministers. The Bible has no good thing to say about them, but it does have judgment laid down and laid out for them and against them. Christianity is found to be an evil. But back to the point. They speak without facts. Now, you may not get that listening to them. The speech may sound good to you. The speech may seemingly indicate that these are wise people, wise men. But the Bible has clearly shown, and I have shown you from the Bible, that the leaders of Christianity, from the papacy on down, are evil, wicked people who delight in telling lies and deceiving others. Delight in it. So, they speak and do not give facts to back up what they say. They speak about a faith which is anti-Bible. They speak about a God that is foreign to the Bible, and that being so, a God that does not exist. I say to you, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word from the Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord, Tommy O. Hart. Hear the truth that comes from him, the Lord God, Tommy O. Hart. The Bible teaches that truth comes from God. You heard me read the law. It says, the Lord God, Tommy O. Hart, is a God of truth, a God of judgment, a God of knowledge. Hear the Lord, Tommy O. Hart. Where you get, from whom you get facts. You get facts. He gives you the facts. He gives you, unlike the Christian minister, facts from the Bible. He gives you truth. Next, I will speak concerning James chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I will read that statement there. Okay, James chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come to your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, listen, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say to him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Now, back up to verse 1. It says, have not the faith of Jesus Christ. I'll read it verbatim. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these statements. 1 Timothy 4, 2, and 3. And I'll come back to James, the statement here in James. But now, 1 Timothy 4, 2, and 3. All right. Verses 2 and 3, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Who do we now know speaks lies in hypocrisy? We know that it's the Christian minister. He speaks lies in hypocrisy. Now, the Bishop of Rome is also a Christian minister. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. And that's verse 2. Verse 3, forbidding to marry. In Catholicism, the priest is forbidden to marry. The Bishop of Rome is supposed to be what? Not married. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, forbidding to marry. Those two things I want to point out and bring to your attention. Now, Ecclesiastes 12:3. Ecclesiastes 12:3. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grounders cease, because they are few, and this is the point here, and those that look out of the windows, just that, those that look out of the windows. The Pope is famous for what? Looking out of the window. So, I'm speaking about those who lie in hypocrisy, forbid to marry. They look out of the window, and now First Corinthians 6:9. That statement says this: be not deceived. neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. One word sticks out to me. There are, if the statement speaks of fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, and abusers of themselves with mankind. Effeminate sticks out to me because all the rest are nouns, but effeminate here is an adjective. So it sticks out. Effeminate. Having qualities of a woman, a man, a male, having womanish qualities, qualities attributed to women. Definition for effeminate. Now, also, another word sticks out, idolaters. Let me just move on and let it be that the word effeminate, okay, sticks out here in this statement because it is one adjective amongst nouns. Right? And in the next verse, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. The words thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, all nouns except what? Covetous. Covetous is an adjective, meaning greedy. Greedy. In Isaiah, speaking about ministers, it says they are greedy dogs. I believe that's what it says. I know it says they are greedy. Let's see if I can find it right quick. Yes, here we are. Listen, Isaiah 56:9-10. All ye beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Verse 11, yeah, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. Now, we know the statement speaks about the ministers. Here's another statement against the Bishop of Rome and his ministers and all Christian ministers. His watchmen. I'm just reading the statement. Right? Yeah. And it does say greedy dogs. And speaking about the shepherds. Okay, so we know it's speaking about the ministers, the Christian ministers, the religious ministers. Greedy dogs, it says, which can never have enough. They are shepherds. The ministers even call themselves shepherds from the Bishop of Rome on down. So, back to the statement in 1 Corinthians. The word effeminate sticks out. because it is an adjective. It is one adjective amongst nouns. Now, back to James 2, verse 3. James 2, verse 3 says this, and you have respect to him that wears the gay clothing. The definition Webster gives for gay, it is the first definition in my dictionary. It says, of, pertaining to, or exhibiting sexual desire or behavior directed toward a person or persons of one's own sex, homosexual. And they give the example of a gay couple. Gay. You have respect to him that wears the gay clothing. And reading that, I think of the Bishop of Rome and his priests, their attire. We see them so much in this day and time, you know, many of us, many don't even think about it. Their apparel. The Bible calls it gay apparel. It's not happy apparel. Gay apparel. Romans 1. The priesthood is linked to homosexuality in Romans 1. Now, what have I brought forth so far about the Bishop of Rome and all the Christian ministry, the Christian clergy? Liars and hypocrisy with respect to the priests of the Catholic Church, they forbid to marry. They are those that look out the windows. They are famous for that. Popes are. Then the word effeminate came up, and the statement here in James that speaks of the priests' gay clothing. Now, moving on to Romans 1. First verse, Romans 1:18 says, and I'm going down, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Again, speaking of the Christian clergy, speaking of the priesthood and all of the Christian clergy, men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, Scripture says they became fools. Fools who dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And listen, God has not given them over to do those things. God is here. God is the present speaker. I don't have anything to do with that. And I say that because the statement says, wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. They do that themselves. God has nothing to do with it. And again, in verse 26, it says, God gave them up to vile affections. Foul, meaning wicked, depraved, disgusting. Wicked, depraved, disgusting affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one to it another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, who knows the priesthood and the whole of the Christian clergy any better or any more than Romans 1? The writers of the book, the writers of Scripture. They saw what was going on. They know what was going on. And they put it in the book. Again, statements against the Bishop of Rome and his priests and all other Christian ministers. But this here in Romans 1, I want to just stick with those of the Catholic, those who are Catholics, okay, the priesthood of Catholicism. Because even in this day and time, the Catholic Church has problems with homosexuals in the ranks of its priesthood. It has problems. From what is written, it was having problems when these things were written here in the Bible. So the gay problem among the priests is nothing new. It's been going on. He that wears the gay clothing. And it says you have respect to him that wears the gay clothing. You respect, you know, people respect what? The priests. The priests are highly respected. Yet, they are associated with gaiety or homosexuality, wickedness, lying, hypocrisy. So what? So homosexuality is not the only evil of Catholicism. Not the only evil. Remember, the Catholic faith or the Catholic religion, the Bishop of Rome and maybe other archbishops wrote the curse for the Gentiles that the Gentiles took and went and invaded the land of the black people, conquered them, killed many of them, and put the rest in captivity and enslavement, and did all kinds of evil against us. All kinds of evil. The Catholic Church, the Christian Church, associated with evil, not just hypocrisy and lies, but with great wickedness. Great wickedness. The Catholic Church is characterized by iniquity. The Christian Church is characterized by iniquity, wickedness, evil, enslaving, dehumanizing, genocide, giving false and misleading information. That's the church, people. That's the picture the Bible gives of the church. Both Protestant and Catholic, to me, is one church, so I say the Christian church. The Christian church, which is what? The Gentiles. The Gentiles. And I ask again, who would have thought that the church, the Christian church, is an evil thing? Oh, yes, they try to cover it up today, you know. But, and then they don't cover it up. You know, it's a thing like they do and they don't. Idolatry. Outright idolatry. Catholicism shows it. Well, not just Catholicism, the whole Christian church. Because the worship of Jesus is pure idolatry. It's idolatrous. I mean, just boldly, right in your face. Praying to, well, I started to say praying to the dead, but Mary and Jesus and all those characters, Peter and all, are fictitious characters, which they, the Gentiles, know. Okay. They know. The Bishop of Rome knows Mary, that the characters in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are fictitious characters. Now, I read the statement in Isaiah saying they are ignorant. Let me turn back to it. I want to see this. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. Maybe in a way they are ignorant. Maybe they make them make themselves blind. But these people know. Who are these people? Those in the leadership of the Christian Gentile church. They know. They know. The same things that I know from the Bible, these people know. The same thing. If they did not know, they could not set up diabolical opposites to the things that are in the Bible. That's the faith they have made for themselves, a faith that consists of diametrical opposites to the truth of things in the Bible. In the Bible, God is a real person. They set up a fictitious idol. And other things. Go back to my episode where I spoke on diametrical opposites. Look, keyword in the title would be opposite. Opposites, okay, keyword. Go back to it. Look it up. Hear it and hear it again. Yes. So these people know. They know. If they did not know, they could not deceive others. Okay? They know and they deceive others. What Romans said, hold the truth in unrighteousness, hold back the truth, and fight and resist the truth coming from the Lord God, Tommy Elhart. I do want to get this in. The title of this episode is The Perfect Faith. What is the perfect faith? On the matter of faith, Hebrews 11:1 sets forth the definition of faith. Hebrews 11:1 gives a description of the ideal faith. Hebrews 11:1 gives a conception of faith in its most excellent or perfect form. Perfect meaning here, conforming absolutely to the description or definition of an idea type, as a perfect spirit. The things God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has provided and presented to the people conform to the idea of faith given in Hebrews 11:1. So that faith in its most excellent or perfect form is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Clarification: faith in its most excellent or perfect form consists of the evidential substances of the things which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has provided and presented to the people and the Gentiles. God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has not merely provided a better thing, he has provided a most excellent thing, a most excellent faith. In terms of Hebrews 11:1, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have provided the perfect faith. So then, what has come to pass? That stated in 1 Corinthians 13:10 has come to pass. Let me turn to it. First Corinthians 13:10. Says, when that which is perfect is come. Now here's what has come to pass. That which is perfect has come to pass. The statement says, or the phrase, that which is perfect is come. The statement. That which is perfect has come. By what means? Through the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Perfect faith. There you have it. Perfect faith. Perfect because it conforms absolutely to the description given in Hebrews 11:1. The evidential substances of a thing God has provided and presented to the people and the Gentiles. Perfect faith. The substance of things hoped for. Not seen. Join me again Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, when we meet again. Thank you.